Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's episode is off of our normal schedule. I was making something, and I figured I'd just go ahead and do this. But today's recipe comes from the unofficial Harry Potter cookbook, and so this will be interesting. And today's recipe is actually Creature's French Onion Soup. So anyone who's familiar with the Harry Potter books knows this is from Book 7, The Deathly Hallows. And this is the soup that the house elf Creature makes for Harry and Ron and Hermione before, during that book while they're still in number 12 Grimmauld Place. But what we're going to need today, you're going to need 4 medium onions, whatever size works. If they're a little bit larger or smaller, that's okay. You're going to need about half a stick of melted butter. That's 4 tablespoons if you have margarine or something. A baguette or some other kind of bread. You can use pre-made croutons as well. I just use normal white bread. Anything works. About 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. We're going to sprinkle that on our croutons as we bake them. So the measurement doesn't have to be exact. About 1 teaspoon of salt. Black pepper. Calls for about 1/4 teaspoon. I just sprinkled it on. 1/4 teaspoon of sugar, 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour, about 6 cups of stock, beef or chicken, but preferably beef, which is what I'm using. And then if you want extra Parmesan cheese for serving, you can use that too. You're also going to need a knife to cut onions. I'm going to be using a chef's knife. If you're cutting bread, you're going to want a bread knife as well, if you have that. If not, just any other kind of knife. A large stock pot, then something to stir with, and I believe that's it. So, without further ado, let's make some onion soup. Alright, so one thing we're going to be doing differently before we start is, in this recipe for the croutons, it calls for a baguette, because I'm trying this just offhand. I don't have a baguette, but I do have some bread, so I'm going to use that for croutons. But if you just have any croutons left over, that should work. Or just any sort of even sliced bread should work. I'm not sure how well this is going to go, so we're going to see. But if you don't have a regular baguette for croutons, it's not going to be essential. But if you are making croutons like I am, we're going to go ahead and turn our oven onto 350 and let that start preheating. And then we're going to get out our stock pot and start cutting our onions. Alright. I'm going to use the same cutting board for both our onions and our bread. That way we can get, first and foremost, that way we don't dirty up another cutting board, and I'm just giving this one a last cleaning off really quickly. But for one, that way we do not end up dirtying another cutting board we don't need to. And two, we can let our bread absorb a little bit of that onion juice and just get a little bit more flavor in it. But so we're gonna go ahead, preheat our oven, and then we're going to take our 4 onions. And mine are a little bit larger than is probably necessary, depending on how big they are. You okay? A little bit more onions in an onion soup isn't going to help. I'm going to go ahead and peel them. And the way I do this is cut off both ends. And then we're going to make an incision just through the first layer or two, carefully, because if you cut too hard, you can cut through it and cut yourself. But cut through it from the bottom to the top, or as it calls it in this one, pole to pole. And then we're just going to peel off the whole bottom layer of onions. Now, if you want to peel off just the papery skin, you can. That'll save a little bit of an onion. But this way is much quicker, much more effective. And you don't really end up wasting that much onion. Then throw away our caps.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to cut it in half, all the way through, pole to pole. We're going to slice them just as thin as we can. Remember to make sure, whenever you're cutting, you're using a circular motion and keep our fingers out of the way. If some of them are thicker than the others, that's okay. We want them thinly sliced because, like with everything, the thinner they're sliced, the quicker they're gonna cook. But if some of them are thicker, that's okay. Once you get to the end, just find a different way to cut it, keeping them as thin as possible. Then we're left just a nice pile of thinly sliced onions. And gonna do the same thing with our other half. Make sure we start to get a nice rhythm with our knife, because once we get a rhythm, it'll be easier to make sure we cut a little bit quicker. Now, cutting stuff quickly is nice, but right now, especially for myself, since I'm still somewhat new at this, safety is much more important than speed. Much more important. So what we're gonna do now, I am going to just get out a regular bowl, and I don't have to put all of them in, but I'm gonna put most of my onions in that bowl just so they're off the cutting board, because we got several more onions to go through. First onion done, we're gonna now take our butter, and mine's frozen, so it'll take mine a little bit longer to melt, but we're going to just pop this butter into our pot. Gonna put it at about a medium and just watch our butter as it melts. So that's what we're going to saute our onions in later. So same thing with the next onion. Cut off the tips, throw those away. Carefully make an incision to the first layer or two and peel it back. This way. This is a bigger onion. So for this recipe, I'm just using regular onions because it doesn't specify. You can use any kind of onion you want. All onions are going to taste a little bit different. I think what would probably go best in this, besides the yellow onion, might be a white onion, but those are slightly more expensive. I just use yellow onions because they're the typical onion you use. They're very easily found in most supermarkets, and they just taste good. Once again, make sure we're staying, keeping our fingers safe and clear, and cutting these as thinly as we can. Once again, if it ever comes down to in a kitchen to efficiency or safety, always go with safety, because it takes a lot less time to cook a thicker slice of onion than heading to the ER because you sliced your finger open. All right, let's take a check at our butter again. Turn those onions off. And our butter is coming along pretty good, still mostly frozen. But we're gonna keep monitoring that. Our oven's still preheating. Gonna start our onions, and then we're gonna look at our baguette. It's gonna take a little bit of time to get all this onion cut up. But as always, especially when you're working with this produce, always check for bad spots. See a bad spot, just cut it out. Don't need to worry if you find one. A little bit of knife work as always. Same thing. So for this one, what we're doing, what I'm going to be using the knife I'm using is a chef knife, because that is a very good, just all-purpose knife, especially for cutting stuff like this. You want to use a smaller knife, like a paring knife, for much closer work. Cutting an onion like this is very large scale, and you need a lot of pressure behind it. So that's why we use a chef knife. Chef's knife. Chef's knife, or something similar to it, is usually your go-to one in the kitchen, especially for something like this. But keep checking our butter. If your butter was not frozen, it's likely mostly melted by now. Just keep monitoring that. I had my butter frozen because I had a good amount of it at home. So it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's not going to affect the taste. This freezing butter is a good way, if you buy a lot and don't use it that often, it's a good way to just preserve it, because it's not going to affect the flavor at all, but it is going to help it keep it a lot longer, because all the stuff that causes food to spoil, mostly bacteria and sometimes fungi, are slowed down a lot by cold temperatures. So that was our timer. Our oven's preheated. We're gonna get that here in just a minute. Take our butter, just spread it around the pot. Make sure we cover the bottom. Still melting. So we're gonna keep chopping just a minute because we're on our last onion. Once you get the hang of it, knife skills can go faster. I'm still somewhat new at this, so it's taking me a little bit longer. That's okay. Also, you want to make sure get all as much skin out as you can. There's no way, sometimes a little piece will get in. It's not going to hurt you. It's just not going to taste good at all. It's not going to have a good texture or taste. And depending on where you get these, probably going to end up tasting like dirt, because onions are root vegetables, so they grow and are harvested from the ground, and even when you clean them, sometimes on that skin there is a little bit of dirt. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to taste good either. So once we finish cutting this onion up, you'll see we're gonna have a big pile of onions, which unsurprisingly for something called onion soup, you're going to want a lot of onions. And I probably used slightly larger onions than were called for. That's just what I could find. So it might be a little bit more oniony depending on how large your onions are, but it'll be okay. All right, that's our last onion cut. We're gonna leave that out for a minute because we'll probably need it again here in a moment. All right. So, if your butter was melted before you finished cutting the onions, you'll wanna remove it. Because mine melted right when we finished the onions, I didn't bother taking it off of the heat. But, what I'm gonna do, going to just add in all of our onions to our stew pot, and once soon as they go in, you can start to hear the sizzle from the butter and the onions. Carefully do this, especially if you have them on a cutting board like I do. If you drop some, that's okay. If you drop them on the floor and pick them up quickly, it's fine. If you drop them on the stove, just pick them up really quick and they'll be fine. Get as much in there as you can. Whatever else, just grab a paper towel and throw them away. Okay. Ooh. Wasn't feeling anything while cutting the onions, but now that I tossed them in there, now I'm starting to tear up. So, once they're in there, I'm gonna go ahead and take just a spatula. I have a wooden one here. And we're just gonna mix them up for a second. Sort of get all the heat and butter distributed. There we go. So after you stir it up for a second, we're going to add our little bit of our seasoning. So we're going to first take some, it has measurements for salt. We're just gonna go by look. So I'm gonna sprinkle in just a little bit of black pepper. Then I'm going to measure out salt. We're gonna need about a teaspoon of salt. And exact's not gonna matter. We can add more salt or pepper later. What about a teaspoon of salt? And then the last thing we're going to add before we move on to our next step. Going to need a quarter of a teaspoon of sugar. Just regular granulated sugar is going to help just get everything situated on this. So this is not enough sugar to actually taste it with all this. It's going to give it a nice even cooking, I think. I think it's going to might help caramelize. But once you add your spices, go ahead, stir those up. Stir it up, get all that heat distributed, get that butter all the way around. Get those spices mixed in. I'm gonna add just a little bit more pepper, just because you can't really, it's hard to get too much pepper. You can. Not that much. Now, this is cooking. We're going to leave it uncovered. For while we're doing that, you can cover it up if you want. I'm gonna set a timer for about 15 minutes because that's how long the recipe suggests. All we're doing is we're cooking it until it's browned. So if it takes less time than that, that's fine. It might take less, it might take more, but 15s are gonna be our starting spot. So we're gonna get these somewhat caramelized, going past cooking. Like we normally do. But while that's happening, I'm going to take our bread. We're going to get that sliced up a little bit. Grab a baking sheet. And you don't have to do this. I'm going to line it with foil because that makes cleanup just a lot easier. Piece of foil and fold it up on the edges. I'm gonna take just some cooking spray and spray that down really quick so we don't have to worry about stuff sticking. Right. Once again, go back to our onions. Just keep stirring those occasionally. Then I'm going to take our bread and just slice it. Don't want to make it too thin, but don't want to make it too thick either. Recipe says at least for a baguette around an inch thick, but it's fine. Just whatever you got on hand. I'm going to do 3 slices of bread. That'll use up most of my loaf. It's about an inch thick. Then I'm going to take and cut those into strips as well. Each of those about an inch long. That way we have some smaller pieces. And then I'm going to arrange them just on my baking sheet. Now with this, once again, there's no precise science. Just whatever feels right. I'm gonna give them a little bit of space. It's not gonna be too terrible. But most of the sheet, excellent. Once again, go back to our onions really quick. Stir those up. Coming along nicely. You can see now that they're starting to become less firm, everything starts to sink to the bottom, which is good. So now we're going to go back to our croutons really quick. And we're going to just go ahead and put a little bit of margarine on them. So you can do butter, margarine, whatever you want. The recipe calls for hot butter. I didn't do that. It's going to be fine. So in this recipe, it actually suggests you use the butter that you use the onions for. I didn't do that. I have a little bit more butter in our onion soup, but never hurts to have more butter. Now, I'm just doing a thin layer. If it's a lot, it's okay. Excess is just gonna drip off onto the plate, and that's fine. So the bread that I'm using is actually the bread that's one of our other episodes. So if you're interested in that, it's a very good, just all-purpose bread. I would suggest, highly suggest checking it out. It's very simple and very good. Got that all buttered up. Now I have some Parmesan cheese as well. What we're going to use in our soup, and this is grated. This is Parmesan and actual grated cheese, not the kind of stuff you'll find near the pasta in a supermarket. This is stuff that's been that you'll find in the refrigerated section. Just going to take a little, sprinkle it over every piece. Not exact. If some of it falls off, it's okay. So just a little bit of extra cheese. So this is going to cook for about 10 minutes. We'll monitor and check and see if it's brown. But because of the way timing worked out, I can use the same timer because our onions have been cooking for about 5 minutes. So there's 10 minutes left in our timer, and I'm just going to use that as a base for these. So I'm going to put that in. Once again, just stir up our onions. Keep an eye on those. I'm gonna turn our heat up a little bit to about a medium high. Help them cook a little bit faster. But I'm gonna just stir those occasionally, but while we're not focused on those, we can go ahead and start cleaning up some of the stuff, spices and things that we have. Let's put our bread up. Take our dishes to the sink. Your spice anymore. So what we're gonna do now, I'm going to let this timer run out. We got about 9 minutes left, and I will come back once our timer is done. So we've got about a minute left in our timer, and we can see I've been stirring up our onions occasionally. If you can see through all the steam, you can see that our onions are starting to get brown, and it looks like there's a little bit of a crust on some of the parts of the pan. That's okay, but we definitely want those onions nice and brown. Now, if they were a little bit thicker, it might take a little bit longer. That's okay, but it's also kind of hard to see through the steam, so just be aware of that, and be careful with steam, because steam will actually burn you much more severely than hot water. On this amount, it's okay because there's not much steam. So that's just something to be aware of. So our timer's almost done, so we're gonna turn that off. Then we're gonna look at our bread really quick. All right, still coming along. I'm gonna leave it in a little bit longer, just toast it up a little bit more. But our onions are done. So what I'm gonna do, first we're going to take our flour. And we're going to need 1 tablespoon of flour. Let me find my tablespoon really quick. Tablespoon of flour. This kind of, I believe this is going to act as part of almost binding for this. About our tablespoon, dump that in. Just gonna stir that in really quick. Now, once that's mixed in, Once again, being careful of the steam, mix that in. It's gonna take our stock. So it calls for about 6 cups. I have just about that. The recipe says you can use either chicken or beef, but beef is preferred. So that's what I have here, just regular stock. You can get sodium free if you want. I didn't get that, but that is easily available. So we're just gonna slowly add this as we mix in our onion. Mix our onions some more. There we go. Keep mixing that in. Right? Just keep stirring that for a second. If there's any stuff baked onto the bottom of the pot, this should also help loosen it up some. So I believe that's going to be a little bit of flavor as well. Just keep stirring it up. So I actually have to get another thing of stock really quickly, because they didn't sell just 6 cups of it, but that's okay. If you're using a can, so this is one of the cans, the easiest thing to do is you don't have to actually take off the lid. What works really well is taking your can opener and cutting a small incision along one side and then just poking a hole on the other side. Because a lot of the things that happen with the can is you only have one place where it can come out, and that means you only have one area where air can, you only have one place where the broth can come out. But that also means there's only one place where the air can come out, which is why you have that unsteady motion. But if you had another hole for the air to go in, your broth pours out a lot quicker. But there's our 6 cups. Gonna keep mixing that up for a minute, and we're going to bring that up to a boil. So I'm gonna put our heat up to a high and bring this to a boil really quickly. While that's cooking, let's go ahead and check our croutons again. All right. What we're gonna do, once we bring this up to a boil, we're gonna let this simmer. We're actually gonna add a little bit more cheese to our croutons. But we can go ahead now, put up our flour, because we're not gonna need that. This recipe is almost done. We're just left to simmer. So you want to have a little bit of time if you cook this, but this is going to be a really good wintertime meal because nothing warms you up quite like soup. Just keep looking at it. Got some more steam. I'm going to let that come to a boil really quickly. And once that does, we're going to turn our heat down to about medium-low. And we're going to let it simmer for about 30 minutes. If it gets a little colder, you can heat it up. If it's a little bit hotter than you want, that's okay. You can adjust the temperature. But you just got to keep an eye on it. Still heating up. Let's go ahead and take out our bread really quick, and that way we can monitor it as well. There. Let's see what we got here. Okay, breaking off one of the pieces. It is very crisp. We're gonna let it cook a little bit more. And just to make sure we got the nice flavor, add a pretty decent amount of cheese once again on top. And if it doesn't go on, that's okay. So we're also going to put a little bit of this Parmesan on our soup as well. But you can eat this from the bag. It is very good. But be warned, Parmesan is a much sharper cheese, especially if you're used to Colby or Monterey Jack, like mild cheddar. This is a much firmer cheese and a little bit sharper. But it is very good. All right. Look at our soup. It's almost there. Keep stirring it occasionally. Gonna put our croutons back in. It'll probably be another 5 minutes or so. But then it's just personal preference. What we probably will do, we're not gonna heat them up again before we eat them because the soup is going to warm them up. But once this comes up to a boil, we'll check our croutons, make sure everything's melted. And then comes the less exciting part of cooking, where we just let everything simmer. But the good news is about letting stuff simmer is it cooks without having to interact with it. So if you have stuff to do, like I do, being in college once again, gives you a good amount of time to just work on things before you start eating. Let's see, work up an appetite. All right, now we're starting to see our soup is starting to boil nicely. Just started, but if we leave it on for just a minute more, we're gonna start to see it boil really quickly. So what we're gonna do now, it's gonna change our temperature from high to about a 3 or so on mine. This is medium low, whatever you have. And we're going to leave it uncovered and just let it simmer. Now let's start boiling again because it'll take a minute for our eye of our stove to cool down. And then it takes water even longer to cool down because in science this is what's called a specific heat. It has a very high specific heat, which means it takes a lot of energy to get a temperature change, which is why it takes so long to boil water. But it also holds on to that energy very, very well. So it'll take a little bit of time to cool down to just a simmer. That's all right. We're gonna go ahead and set our timer for 30 minutes. Let that sit. And while we do that, we're going to check our croutons. All right. Got a nice melty cheese over everything. So we're gonna do, and they're somewhat nice and firm. Maybe not the crunchiest croutons, but that's okay. Get a small piece and actually try it. It's actually very good. I'm gonna break off a small piece. It's very crunchy, and with a little bit of cheese on there, it's very good. I'm sure if you use a baguette and slice it in a different way, it'll be a little different texture. What we're going to do now, I'm going to just set these on a hot pad off to the side. Let those just cool on the counter. And we'll come back to them once we actually serve our soup. But for right now, all we're going to do is leave this soup uncovered and just going to let it simmer for about half an hour. And I'll be back when that's done. All right, so it's been about half an hour, so let's go ahead and give it a taste. I'm gonna turn our burner off and we're just gonna move this off of that eye. And I have a little bowl here. Put in a little bit of that. Sprinkle just a little bit of cheese on top. I'm gonna use the crouton later. Right now I'm just getting a taste for it. But normally when you serve this, you're going to get a bowl and then you're gonna put one or two of those croutons just on top of the soup. And that way that'll help absorb it, get the crouton a little bit more tender. But right now I just have a little bit of the soup and I'm melting a little bit of the cheese into it. So let's give it a taste. Ooh, that is really good. It's a little bit salty, so I think that might be part of what the bread's for. but the cheese gives it a nice texture, and our onions have been cooking so long that they are incredibly, incredibly tender. But this is very good. So I hope you enjoy it. This makes a really good cold winter's day recipe. But I hope you enjoyed it, and happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the College Cookery Podcast. Today's recipe has been Creature's French Onion Soup, and that is on page 63 of the unofficial Harry Potter cookbook, which you can find, I'm sure, on Amazon or just various different bookstores. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating or a review on your chosen podcasting platform if you can. And if you enjoyed it, also please consider sharing this with your friends, because sharing stuff like this is the best way a show like this gets spread around. If you want more information about our podcast, including upcoming episodes, bonus stuff, information, abilities to suggest new recipes, stuff like that, you can follow us on Instagram at college_cookery. And if you cook one of our dishes and post it on social media, use the hashtag #collegecookery so we can see some of the stuff that you guys have made. But I believe that's it. So thank you again for listening, and happy cooking.